just wanted to share a word of testimony with us this evening. You know, Tommy, at the end of the service on Sunday night, he said he's going to do something different, and he's going to pray for people. And he says, I want to do something different tonight. If you have something, an ailment in your body, if you put your hand on it now and pray and believe the Lord will touch him. You know, I took my hand and I put it on my foot. And I believed, God, you're going to touch his foot. Because, you know, most people in here probably don't know this. But for the past maybe 3 months, 4 months, my right foot was that sore in the mornings when I got up. I could hardly put it to the ground. And you know what? It's really, there's a thing you can get when you hit 40 plus. That's one of these things. And you know, that's what comes when you get to near middle age. But you know, it's called plantar fasciitis. And what it is if that's your foot and that's your heel, the tendon in your foot from there to your toes gets stretched. And it's actually like a real, real sharp pain. And you know, I had that, and every morning I got out of bed and I put my foot to the ground, the pain in that foot was that sore that I had to walk up the hall with, say that was my toes, them three toes, put all my weight in that. And after about 5 minutes then, it's the tightness, it's like, it really tightens overnight, that's what happens. It's worse in the morning, and that's why it's like that. And then it loosens, and you're fine, and you can walk. But in walking, you still need decent footwear on you. And the thing about it is, it's worse if you walked about the house in your socks soles, it's actually worse. So it's better if you have shoes on you. But you know, that's been going on for months. And the thing is, when you come home from work too, if you sat down, if you even rested for maybe an hour, it's the same thing all over again. It's that initial getting up and getting going. You know, and that simple prayer, it mightn't sound a whole lot, that's not a great big miracle, or that could have just happened, that rectified itself. But you know, that's been going on for months now. And it's like, this is going to get worse. And I said to Alva last week, I think I'm going to have to go to a podiatrist and see about this foot. And she says, well, whatever you think. But you know, I don't have to, because you know what happened? We've seen the King of Kings, the healer, the one that created the heavens and the earth, the one that created man. You know, God done a work for me here on Sunday night. And I just want to give him thanks and give him testimony, because you know, when I got out of bed on Monday morning, I knew, as soon as I awakened, I knew there was something different. And when I put my foot to the ground, the pain's gone. And the pain has been gone ever since. And you know, I thank the Lord Jesus Christ for that tonight. You know, and I just want to encourage you, you know, that the God of the little things is the God of the big things. Amen. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Isn't the Lord good? Amen. God is good every time. That's what I said on Sunday. You know, you can preach on people getting saved. Not everybody gets saved, but people don't stop preaching and getting saved. And it's the same with healing. You need to keep preaching it. And if there's something wrong, you need to preach it to get it fixed. God can fix it. Praise God. The Lord bless you tonight. I want to read from Acts 10, verse 38. It's one of my favorite portions in the Bible. And I have no tablet tonight. I had everything ready. I'd have sermons all done out. And then I was sitting at the table tonight and come home, was working the day, sitting at the table, and God just gave me these thoughts this evening before I come out. And I believe this is from the Lord. Let's read from Acts chapter 11. Verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Let's bow our heads this evening, and if you have a request tonight, just lift your hand to the Lord, and we thank God for what he's done for Brother Mark. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you this evening that we can enter your courts with thanksgiving and praise. And we can say, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy, for your grace. We thank you you've touched Mark. And you've touched others as well, Lord. We give you all the praise and all the glory. Lord, I pray that you'll move us with the Holy Ghost this evening, every one of us. Cover us with your blood. Wash us in the blood of the Lamb, and we shall be whiter than the snow. Lord, I ask for the hands raised, meet every need. Give prosperity to those that need prosperity. Healing to those that need healing. And Lord, whatever's mental emotions going on, touch them. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Bless the wives at home and the children in Jesus' precious name. And Lord, give me the Holy Ghost. And I take the Holy Ghost by faith. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I thank you, Lord, you do undertake for me in Jesus' precious name. Amen. 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 Praise God. God's good, you know. Brother Ed has sent me a message as well to say that Sister Sheila's getting home. And you had to understand that woman, that the family was sent for and everything, and they took a kidney out of her with cancer in it. And God's touched her. And they're talking about letting her home. That was a few days ago. So we just believe God's good. Amen. Jesus went about doing good. That's what he went about doing, and healing all the oppressed of the devil. You know what is it that distinguishes the children of God? If I was to ask you, what is it that distinguishes the children of God? It's not a label on the front of a door. It is the presence of God. Amen. What distinguishes the people of God is the presence of God. And even in the Old Testament, if you were going to the Old Testament, Exodus 33, verse 16, when they had that tabernacle built, it was the presence of God coming into it. And God's presence come down into that tabernacle, and that's what distinguishes God's people. It's God's presence. Amen. And we can have lots of meetings, but if you have a meeting where God's there, and the presence of God's there, then that's God's presence is in that place. Anything can happen. Amen. Amen. With the presence of the Lord is anything can happen. That's why there must be such an importance put on the Holy Spirit. Next 34, Exodus 34, verse 9 to 10 as well. The presence of God came down. And if you let me read you this. And he said, if now I have found grace in thy sight, O Lord, let my Lord, I pray thee, go among us. For it is a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for thine inheritance. And he said, behold, I make a covenant before all thy people. I will do marvels, such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation. And all the people among which thou art shall see the work of the Lord, for it is a terrible thing that I will do with thee. The Lord said he'd work marvels. That's in the Old Testament, under the Old Covenant, that God said it worked marvels. And we are now living in the New Testament. Amen. Under a better dispensation. Do you realize this is a better dispensation? The old sacrifice is not superior to the new. It cannot be. Jesus Christ said on the cross, it's finished. And God done marvels. You know, the Bible tells us those that know their God shall be strong. Amen. And do exploits. Amen. And Malachi tells us those that love the Lord speak often of them one to another. Amen. They weren't talking about anything else. They were talking about the Lord. Amen. There's too much talking about this and talking about that. You know, I had a dream last night, and there's a few people was having a conversation. And that wouldn't have the conversation in front of me. And they said to me, we're not going to have the conversation till you go asleep. They were whispering and having a big conversation. And I had to go asleep, so I let on in the dream I was sleeping. And they talked away. And they had their conversation because they thought I was sleeping. And I'm going to tell you, God knows everything. I'm going to tell you that right now. And there's nothing a secret from God. And the Bible says that God can tell the king, yes, what he's doing in his bedchamber. Yes. And don't think for one minute that God can't still do some in the day, for God's still able to do it. God can reveal the secret things. Amen. If he wants to do it. And our God's supernatural. Amen. Supernatural God with supernatural ability. Amen. With supernatural authority. Amen. And his people are distinguished people because the presence of God's with them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now we're going to have a Bible study tonight. I have no tablet with me tonight. It's worse, you don't want to have no tablet. Praise God. And we're going to look at the Word of God, and we're going to see that there's miracles in the Bible. The gift of healing, it's one of the most beautiful manifestations of the Spirit of God.
Amen.
It's a beautiful manifestation of the Spirit of God. And there's so many other preachers, and I'll tell you, it's on Facebook as well, and all the other books. And they're on there, back and forward. They'll tell you why God doesn't do it today. And we're not in an apostolic age. Well, I'm in one.
Amen.
I'm in an apostolic age.
Amen.
Now, you can join me if you want, but I'm in one.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm definitely in an apostolic age. I believe what God done in the book of Acts, God can still do.
Amen.
You know, we can't even claim to be bright if we don't believe in apostolic. We can't. And we can't claim we're Pentecostal and say we're bride, because the real bride will be a Pentecostal bride. She'll not be any other type but a Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking bride. That's what she'll be, because that's what the first church was, and that's what the last church will be. God turns us back to the original. He doesn't chop half of it off and tell us we don't need it. He gives us the fullness of the gospel. And healing is part of the fullness of the gospel. And I tell you, them disciples used the miracles to see people saved. The miracles drew people and won people. And that's the Bible that we believe tonight. And I thank God for the Bible and this beautiful gift of healing. One of the most beautiful manifestations of the Spirit is the gift of healing and the working of miracles. And these are gifts that we can pray for and ask God to give us. And God can surely give us them. Let's start up. I'm not going out of the book of Acts tonight. I'm going to stay in the book of Acts. Acts chapter 3, verse 7. Now come with me in a journey through the Bible. And you know, see, when you come to church, you should bring a Bible.
Amen.
Now, I'm not saying if you haven't the Bible tonight, a brother will have it up here on this thing. But it is good to have a Bible. It's good to take notes. Somebody says, I don't need to take notes. I'll remember it all. You won't. Somebody says, I remember what God wants me to remember. Well, one of the best men of God I've ever known, which was a prophet, said that he always kept a pen and paper at the side of his bed. And when God spoke to him, he wrote it down. And he would have it. And you say, well, I don't need to do it. And then throw your Bible over the hedge. Because God inspired men of old, and they wrote the Word of God on paper so that we can read it tonight. And when God tells you something, write it down. I can tell you things God told me years ago. I wrote them down, and they're still wrote down. How many writes their favorite scriptures down? My dad's favorite scripture was in his wallet. And everywhere he went, it was in his wallet. But he still knew that I'm God. And he took it everywhere where he carried it. Praise God. And it's good to have the Word of God printed on you. Printed on you. You know, the Jews put the Word in them. They despise the wee thing, the Word on them. And the Word of God on them. And I tell you, it's good to have God's Word with you at all times. Praise God. Carry a Bible. Whether it's big or small, carry it. Put one in your car. If you haven't got one, get one. Go and get one. Get it in your car. Take it with you. It's the Word of God. Amen. A lot of people take newspapers with them. That's a thing that never buys a newspaper. They're only for lighting a fire with. That's the only thing they're any use for. Fire lighting. That's the newspaper's good for lighting the fire. Wigglesworth wouldn't even let in through the door with a newspaper.
Amen.
They tell you to put it in the hand. I know we have rubbish. Worse than newspapers with the stuff that's going on today, but praise God for the Word of God. And God, how many believe God's Word's true?
That's right.
And God said, holy men of old speak as are moved by the Holy Ghost. Acts 3, verse 7. Let's read from verse 6. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up.
Amen.
And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. God healed a brother's foot. And here's a man with even worse condition. God healed him.
Amen.
Now, God can heal a man in the book of Acts, and God can heal a man today.
Right.
Amen. Amen. You say, we know these scriptures. Well, you're getting them rehearsed here. And I'll tell you why you're getting them rehearsed here, because every one of us needs them rehearsed.
Amen.
There's no such thing as hearing it too much. The idea, I've heard it before, Well, that might be right for a worldly thing, but you cannot hear the word of God too much. It goes over you like water.
Amen.
That washes you, that cleans you.
Right.
Praise God. Look at chapter 4 of the book of Acts, verse 30. And if you go back and if you could read verse 21, the apostles' prayer for boldness. They were praying for boldness, these apostles, in Acts 4, verse 30. And they said, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. Yeah. These men prayed for the miraculous.
Right.
They prayed for the power of God to move. It's good to pray for the power of God to move. How many believe that?
Amen.
It's good to pray for the power of God. We need the power of God. And we certainly want the power of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Look at chapter 5. And I'm going to read you through some of these scriptures tonight. We're going to pray. And I won't try and take too long tonight. Chapter 5, verse 12 down to 16. Praise God. And this is Ananias and Sapphira. And they lied, you know, to the Holy Spirit. They lied. And because they lied, they died. And this is the way the power of God. You know, William Branham said it'll come to pass before the coming of the Lord that that same ministry that was in the time of Ananias and Sapphira would return to the true church. That's what he prophesied. He said it would come back again. Where you can't lie to the Holy Spirit. You could lie to anybody, but you lie to the Holy Spirit. And I'll tell you, the Holy Spirit knows everything.
Amen.
Amen. And it's not the third person of the Trinity.
Right.
Or the first or the second. There's not one. I was thinking about this today. Nowhere in all of the Bibles did them apostles preach about the Trinity. Not one verse.
Amen.
It is a Roman Catholic doctrine.
Amen.
That was started in 325 AD, and even history proves it. And they forbid the early disciples to baptize in the name of Jesus Christ, and they call it Judaizing. And they brought in the Trinity and the titles. And the Protestant churches copied mommy. Because they wanted to be popular. And you find any movement that comes out well and starts that baptizing right and preaching the Godhead right, to get the crowd, they'll soon compromise and they'll call titles over you. If not, it doesn't take long that happens. I've seen it many times. And they'll tell you it's not really important, then why did God write it the way he did? You show me one scripture in the book of Acts through where you start. You can't start your journey in the sense of the church until Acts. That's where your church starts. God in action in Acts.
Amen.
That's where it starts. And there's not one scripture for they use titles, but they use the name. And Father, Son, Holy Spirit is a name. And it doesn't even say names. It says name.
Amen.
He came in his Father's name.
Glory.
Hallelujah. And Jesus said, another will come in his own name and they'll receive him. But he came in that name, praise God. But people compromised it to get the crowd. But when you get the crowd, what sort of a crowd is it you've got then? It's a mixed multitude. God's looking for people that's ready.
Amen.
Amen. Now look at this. Let's read verse 12 to 16. Praise God. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. I love that word wrought. Praise God. That's an old word, isn't it? You wouldn't hear people talking like that today. You know, old people used to talk about it. My grandfather used to talk about him choking with Ruth. Now you wouldn't hear nobody talking like that today, but that's proper language. I know what that means. How many knows what that means? I'm choking for truth. That means I'm dying for a drink. But that's language. You see, we've lost a lot of the real old language. Gay means merry and happy and lighthearted. It doesn't mean somebody's running about with a rainbow around them and a pink shirt on. You know what I mean? They've perverted the meaning. And then if you say one thing again, you're homophobic. Now it's a name I never heard. And I'm 54 years coming and I never heard the word homophobic until this last few years. And I tell you, it's a lie of the devil. And I tell you, you know America's in some state. When they bring litter trays into schools, the children can say they're a cat or a dog and do their numbers in the corner like a cat or a dog. I tell you, that's a devil. That's an unclean devil from hell that's released in this age. And I tell you, we need to pray God keeps our children from such rubbish. judges. Certainly it judges.
Amen.
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 God gives them up to a reprobate mind.
Right.
Look at verse. God wrought these wonders among the people. Look at, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And of the rest durst no man join himself to them, but the people magnified them. And believers were like the more added to the Lord, multitudes, both men and women. I tell you, God added the people then. No man added them in. God added them in. People today are proselyting. You know, there's a difference in evangelism and proselyting. There's a lot of proselytes, but evangelism's a different thing. I hope you know what I'm saying. You proselytes. You know, there's people and they go around to see who they can steal, what sheep they can steal. Because they never can win any. That's proselyting. But God wants real shepherds and real evangelists.
Amen.
That can win people to God through the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Not by proselytes, but real men and women of God. That's what God wants. And God added to this church. God added to the church. I don't mean this church here. We're just a small part of it. But God added to his church. You see, we need to forget about our wee group. God's got people everywhere.
Right.
Our wee group. God's got groups all over the world. And they're real people and men and women of God everywhere. There's eagles everywhere.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And God's moving right now somewhere in the world.
Amen.
And people are getting saved and healed by the power of God somewhere in the world. That's why he said, greater works than these shall you do. Because I go to the Father. Because the Holy Ghost came. And he didn't come in any denominational name. He says, in my name. Hallelujah. God in spirit form. And there's only one Holy Spirit. I don't believe in doctrine. Ah, spirit or the spirit. I don't believe that sort of teaching. It's not in the Bible. The Holy Spirit baptizes you. And that is the same spirit. That's the exact same spirit. And here's the thing about it. Here's the real thing about it. God can baptize as many as he wants, and he's not diminished. He's not even spent a bit. That's because he's supernatural. You can't think of God in human thoughts. He's beyond that. The heavens of heaven can't even contain God. The clouds are but the dust of his feet. That's what the Bible says. Praise God. Isn't the Lord wonderful? Believers were added, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on the beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. Peter's shadow.
Amen.
Now this is not the Lord Jesus, this is a man called Peter. You've heard of Brother John's preached many a time good messages about Peter. And here's this same Peter, and even his shadow went over them. He was anointed of God, wasn't he? That's the manifestation of God in his church.
Amen.
That's the show God to his people. His presence is with them. And look at verse 16. There came also multitudes out of the cities round about on Jerusalem, bringing sick folks, and them which were vexed with unclean spirits. Now they're afraid to call these things today unclean devils.
Right.
But that's exactly what the Bible calls them. People that do things and can't stop it, that's a demon. And only the Holy Ghost can liberate people from that. But you know the prophet said, some people love the devil they've got. And they'll even worship it. And he says, when somebody loves a devil, you'll not deliver them from it. Because they love it. They love the devil. And some people love a homosexual devil. Or an unclean devil, and they feed it. And they're not going to get delivered from it if they want it. And I'll tell you what, there's some people want rid of it. Only God can open a man and woman's eyes to the glorious light of the gospel that they need freedom.
Amen.
Freedom from bondage. Bondage of the devil, from some unclean, filthy demon. Devil. And you know, people's afraid. They're afraid to call it unclean. They're afraid. You know, there's a fella and he did an interview all around America there recently. I've seen a clip of it. And he asked people, and nobody would judge nothing. Oh, I wouldn't judge nobody. You don't say a thing. That's condemning people. Well, bless your heart. If you're not going to judge anything when you go home tonight, and your own youngster will put you to bed. That's the way that things going. Where has it all went? Look, God set the parents over the children, and he set the husband over the wife. That's God's order. What's superior to any other blood? There's no blood like the blood of God. A fellow smart aleck approached me one time years ago and he says, "Oh, but brother, we're not preaching the blood no more. We have moved on. We have fresh revelation." And he said to me, "Flesh and blood cannot enter the kingdom of God." I said, "That's right." But I said, "The blood of Jesus can and did." And I took him to Hebrews. And the Holy Spirit gave me it. And the Holy Spirit in Hebrews says, "As the earthly things are sprinkled by the blood, so the heavenly with a better sacrifice than these, which is the blood of Jesus Christ." And I like what Reinhard Bunke said. He said, "Jesus plundered hell that he might populate heaven."
Amen.
Glory!
Amen.
Hallelujah! He plundered hell that he might populate heaven. Praise God. Thank God for the word of God. These people were healed. Look at chapter 6, verse 8. Chapter 6, verse 8. Isn't this some book we have?
Amen.
This is a miracle book. Chapter 6, verse 8. "And Stephen, full of faith and power, and great wonders and miracles among the people." That was Stephen. Stephen, and he wasn't even a deacon, but God was with him.
Amen.
God was using him. But you'll see there's something about these men, and I'll tell you what it is. It's the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
It's the Holy Ghost. And that's why we need the Holy Spirit, praise God. We need the Holy Ghost. We need to be praying. We need to, every day, every morning, I pray for the Holy Spirit. Every day. Before I leave, every day. And I told you, and I'm serious about it, I'm late, I'll still pray. Because I'll tell you what, you know, my father used to say, "You'll get there time enough." You ever go somewhere and somebody can't, they're having a minute, and they go past you at 1,000 miles an hour, and then on down the road, they get blocked down for something and you catch them up again.
That's right.
Amen. Everybody's in a rush in the rat race.
Right.
But I'll tell you one thing, what happens? You know, look, an accident can happen just in a moment. And then what happens with a Russian? I knew a man, and I worked for him years ago, and he never knew, he couldn't read a clock. He never could read the watch. And I went to prayer meetings with him and Bible studies with him years ago. He doesn't live in this country now. He lives over in good old Scotland. God bless you, brother. But I used to go to meetings with him. And you know, he went to them meetings like a lunatic. Four wheels in the air, over every hill, sideways, round the corners.
Right.
He had a special engine in the car. Now, look, don't get me wrong, when I was 15, I loved it. Nobody liked it no more than me, hanging it off the hedges. But let's be honest about it, and you went up to the meeting, you weren't ready for a meeting. You weren't ready for a meeting. I'll tell you what, the man that had 20 minutes at home on his knees, and left 20 minutes earlier and slipped in at his leisure, as the man says. That man was ready for church. He was ready for... Is that the truth? That's the truth. Now go... I know you could come in any road and God could still bless you. I know that. But he come in the door, you know, it was a brother and they closed the door on you. You don't get in time, the door's closed. And many's a night the door was near closed. You had to wrap it. Many's a night. He arrived that late. But I'll tell you one thing, the world doesn't go late to their events.
That's right.
They don't arrive late.
Right.
You know the Queen sings all that's going on with King Charles and all here, and you hear it in the news, it's on the news every 2 seconds. But they come from Ballymena the other morning at 4:20 just to get there in time.
Right.
And nothing was happening to near dinner time. Now I'm not deriding it. I'm not saying anything against it, but I'm telling you, we need to be in time for God.
Amen.
Amen. The things of God. And we need to come praying up. Our brother mentioned it on Sunday, it's the truth.
Amen.
We need to come praying up. You don't come to church to get prayed up. You should come praying up. Praying up and ready to meet God. Everybody bring a lick of fire with you.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
Look at chapter 8, verse 7. "For unclean spirits crying out with loud voices come out of many." And you know that's, you know, for the church was persecuted here. "There were possessed of them, and many taken with palsies, and that were lame were healed." And palsies can mean paralyzed, and God healed them. Amen. Acts 8, verse 7. "And God healed them. And there was great joy in the city." And you know that's for Philip went down. And he preached to them. Look at verse 13. Then Simon himself believed also, and when he was baptized, he contended with Philip, and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. Miracles happened to them. Now people talk about evangelists today, and there's no healings. There's no miracles. But this evangelist here had miracles. And he had healings. And when he preached, the devils went out, crying out with fear. That's the truth. Now, I'm not deriding any evangelist, but I'll tell you one thing. If you put a sign up and said, this Friday night at the end of our campaign, we're going to run a healing service, there's a lot of denominations I could mention now, and you can drop them at the list, they'll not be there. Because their minister with a big dog collar on wouldn't have it for a minute. He wouldn't have it for a minute because it passed away with the disciples according to him and the club he belongs to.
That's right. That's
and it's not the Bible club. Amen. They're not saying let the Bible speak. They only let it speak for their denomination. Let it speak. But where their denomination doesn't let it speak, they don't speak. They're against it. They're against tongues. They're against the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And they're against the miraculous.
Right.
They're against the power of God.
Amen.
We preach the gospel. They preach a wee part of it, but not all of it. They don't preach the way the disciples preached. And they don't believe it the way the disciples believed it. And when you do, somebody will meet you before the end of the week and they'll be ready to condemn you and criticize you. And tell you our man doesn't do it like that. And don't go down to that bunch. Stay away from that bunch. How many goes there? How many was in the upper room when they started praying? How many went on Noah's Ark? There was 8 souls saved. And them 8 was right and the multitudes were wrong. And because somebody has a big steeple sitting on a hill somewhere and fancy glass and pulpits doesn't mean God's in it. God might need him but nowhere near it. But I'll tell you, God's in hearts that's genuine and sincere before God. Amen. And you don't mention God sending a prophet, you'll be chased. They wouldn't have a word. That's the truth now. I'm going to tell you tonight. That's absolutely the Bible truth. And people don't want to know nothing about it. Look at Acts 9, verse 41. Praise God. And he gave her his hand and lifted her up. And when he had called the saints and the widows, presented her alive. Peter raises Dorcas at Joppa. Peter raises Dorcas from the dead. From the dead. Now I know people that claim they're Christians and ministers, and if you mention raising the dead, they'd mock it. I've heard people say to me, go on over there into the graveyard and empty it. Now for a minister to make a remark like that, that's close to blaspheming the Holy Ghost. That's a bad statement for any Christian or minister to make talk like that. Because I'll tell you, when you read this Bible, they said only Jesus done it. That's right. But Jesus used man.
Amen.
And empowered him with the Holy Ghost to see the dead raised. And here's one of them right here. And he's called Peter.
Amen.
And he raised the dead.
Amen.
And there's lots of other men that God has used to raise the dead.
Right.
Many's a man.
Amen.
I'm telling you, listen, I'm going to tell you a wee thing tonight. Many years ago, when I was still living at home, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, don't go to work today. And I stayed at home, I fasted and prayed for a couple of days, stayed at home, and the Lord gave me one verse. And the verse the Lord gave me was, if thou shalt see the glory of God. And it's where Lazarus was raised from the dead. And a woman came to our door that evening in hysterics, and a lot of you in this room know the woman. And she was in hysterics. And she said, the young girl's dead. They gave her the wrong medication in the ambulance. Her heart stopped and she's dying in the ambulance. And we prayed in my mother's living room. And God brought her back.
Amen.
And it didn't stop there. Then God gave me a vision. Or a dream. Call whatever you want. Because sometimes you tell people things they don't believe in anyhow. So if a dream makes it sound better, it was a dream then. You see, you tell some people they saw a vision and say, oh, but brother, that wouldn't happen today. Well, the Bible says, and as old men will dream dreams, and as young men will see visions. And I was a young fella then.
Amen.
A bit older now. Maybe I'll dream the night. But I seen the whole thing. I seen she had the cards out. The cards out. And Christians don't play cards. And if you do play cards, burn them. And I mean it, burn them. Jack of Kings and all that stuff, put it in the back of the fire. You don't need game for cards. Burn the lot. That's my advice to you. Don't work with anything that entertains a devil. And God showed me it, and he showed me playing the cards, and then he showed me her at a gravesite praying to her dead grandmother. And they took me to see her, and they couldn't get her freed. She was in a bad way. She took fits and all sorts. And I told her, you're working the spirit of necromancy, because the Holy Spirit told me, I never even knew or heard the thing in my life. And the voice said to me, spirit of necromancy, and I didn't even know what it meant. It means praying to the dead. But I didn't know that then. And I went and told her everything God showed me, and God delivered her on the spot. God set her free. I tell you, God's able to do it. God is able to do it. There's a witch used to be over in Guildford, Brother Geordie knows about it. And God, the Holy Spirit, warned her that if she didn't repent soon, God would cut her off. And she came to the service one night, not far from here, and mocked the Holy Ghost. And the people in the house said, this woman's repenting. And I said through the Spirit of God, that's a witch, and she's not repenting, and she's only so many days to live, God's taking her. She's mocked God for the last time. She fell down the stairs and broke her neck. You cannot mock God. Now, I know some people don't believe that type of stuff, but it happened anyhow. God is able to do anything. And these disciples had the power of God. Now, you think this this evening, I'm going to close and we're going to pray. I'm going to put this away and I'm closing. These disciples, where the Holy Spirit was alive till, they fell dead. Is that right? Is that in the Bible? And the same Holy Spirit raised the dead. That's what God can do. God puts in. God raises up. God puts in and puts out. Just like that man in England. I believe God got rid of him. He was doing too much damage. And we need to pray for the woman that's in now. I believe that when I'm preaching. Pray for those that's in authority. Even King Charles. We need to pray for him. Pray for those in authority. That God will use them. And I tell you, God is able to do it. You know, there's things that scare. You know, if you've seen some things which scare people, I'm telling you, I'm honest with you tonight. When the power of God really moves, anything can happen. Anything. And God's the same. You remember, God's the same. Let's bow our heads tonight. And we're going to seek God and pray. Praise God. Heavenly Father, I thank you this evening, Lord, that you are the same. Help me to declare you're the same. Lord, you're never changed. You're the same yesterday, today and forever. We thank you for your presence. Lord, we know that you're the Holy Spirit's here. Lord, we know that you confirm your own word. And we pray that same prayer these disciples prayed, that you will stretch your arm forth with mighty signs and wonders and divers miracles in the name of thy holy child Jesus. We pray for this we woman trust, Lord, that's coming in England. We ask you'll bless her. Grant her wisdom and guidance. Save her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray for King Charles. Give him a real revelation of salvation. Bring him to know the Savior, we pray. And, oh God, give him guidance and wisdom. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Father, I ask for everyone in this room tonight. Lord, you'll meet every single need that's spoken and unspoken. Lord, if I've said anything I shouldn't have, forgive me, Lord. Take it away. But, oh God, let the Holy Ghost speak where your word speaks. And move in the people's heart. Help every one of us to come closer to you. Give us a hunger, Lord. Create in us a hunger and a thirst for you. If you say there that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. We desire to be filled tonight. Touch Philip, Lord, in this hip. Oh God, deliver him. Heal him. In the name of Jesus Christ. And maybe someone else in this room, touch Ian's hand. Heal the bones. Heal them together. In the name of Jesus Christ. May everything come normal. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Lord, I ask you. Sheila, that everything will come right, Lord. That you'll come home, that you'll be well. That you'll testify to the goodness of the Lord and the land of the living. We speak life over her.
Amen.
Strength to her bones and health to her whole body. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we plead your blood over her, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Bless everyone in this room and save all of her sons and daughters, aunts and uncles, nephews and nieces, husbands and wives. Save every one of them. In the name of Jesus Christ, and add to your church such as should be saved in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Just let's continue to seek the Lord.